You're listening to the Eurofolk Radio Network, and this is the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show with your host, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock.
Hello, everybody. And joining me today is my good friend, Pastor Dan Johns, who's got a great radio show that I always pick up on the download, actually, as I download most of my shows. I don't listen live. And if you go to his website, pastordan.net, and you click on the archives, let me just go there now. While I'm bringing it up, Pastor Dan, are you with me?
Yep, I'm here, Andy.
Excellent. Well, pastordan.net, and you will see a menu bar, and it's in boxes going across. There's five boxes. In the first box, if you go down to Archives 2017, Pastor Dan goes out live on a Sunday and a Wednesday. And I think he uploads the show quite quickly, because whenever I go into his website, I know in my mind I don't need to make a note. I've got a mental note to always go in on a Monday and a Thursday when I download it. He does some fantastic shows. He's probably one of the greatest solo show presenters. When he doesn't have a guest, he just he's a joy to listen to, always very interesting information. So welcome to the show, Pastor Dan.
Thank you, Andy. I'm honored.
And can you let the listeners know, before we get into the show today, folks, which is called In Search of Carl Klang, and we're going to be playing a few songs, so it's going to be something a bit different, but you're going to recognise these songs, and I think you're going to find this quite interesting today. What time does your shows go out on Eurofolk Radio, and also anything else that you'd like to draw people's attention to with regard to other things your site may offer, etc.?
Right. Well, I have a radio page on pastordan.net where I try to keep a schedule up there as upcoming shows, what time they are. So anytime people are curious, they should check there or check the schedule on the radio show page on eurofolkradio.com. It's always there too. So that's a good place to get up to date scheduling in case it changes. But pretty much the live show is always at 12:30 Sunday afternoon Eastern time, and Wednesday nights it's changed now. It was 8 o'clock for many, many years. Now it's 7 o'clock, so 7 to 9. Both of them are 2-hour programs, and that's again live. And then I do upload the programs to my website, pastordan.net, and they are also replayed twice each on Eurofolk Radio. The Sunday show repeats on Tuesday twice, and the Wednesday show repeats on Friday twice.
Excellent. Well, as I say, I urge the listeners to download your shows. I always download them each week, and we were talking beforehand because we're actually recording this on a Thursday, and I've already downloaded your show, and I'll be listening to it after we record this show today. So what we'll do first, folks, is rather than go straight into the subject of Carl Klang, because Pastor Dan actually knew Carl and had Carl stay at his house and all sorts of things, so he's got a very good knowledge of the man, and we don't know where Carl is, and that's why the show is called In Search of Carl Klang. But I'm going to mute us both, and I'm going to play the first song I've got from you today, and you may recognise it. Here we go.
Now you've heard the story about the King of Kings, who was born of a virgin and above all things. Yes, he was, and he wasn't, and he is, and he's yet to come. And how he went to the desert and was tempted thrice by the serpent, who was Satan and the father of lies. How he did all the things that he did, 'cause he was Yahweh's own son. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. So they hung him from a tree till he was crucified. Then they carried him and buried him in a tomb 3 days and 3 nights long. And with a bang and a clang and a great big boom, the angel removed the stone from the tomb. And when they all went looking inside, well, Jesus, he was gone. And now you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father calls it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now as the Spirit moved in, the church caught fire and the gospel spread through the Roman Empire. That old devil's old world order was turned upside down. It seemed the more that he martyred and he crucified, the more the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ was multiplied, until the gospel of the saving grace of Christ was finally spread the world around. All because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father, he caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now the Muslims say it's down to Allah bow. The Hindus pray they'll come back as a cow. The Orientals say only Buddha's the way. But what are they gonna say on Resurrection Day? Now the world's got leaders that are trying to lead, but the truth of the matter is they're all deceived, 'cause they've all got secrets in their past they're trying to hide. So when Satan steps up to make his deals, he threatens to tell all the other big wheels, so they all conspire together to save their own hides. But you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet.
There you go, folks. Ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Pastor Dan, what do you think of that one?
Oh, I loved Carl's music from the very first time I ever heard it, way back when. In fact, Pete Peters had a camp in West Virginia, and that's where I got to meet Carl for the very first time, and my youngest sons were with me. They loved his music as well. Obviously, he played several of his works from back then at the conference, and just a delight. He was fun to talk with, and just a, you know, down home kind of guy. And his music back then was all on cassette tapes. CDs weren't all that popular. That shows you how far back we go. But yeah, I bought everything he produced as soon as it was available, and I've had it for many years and turned a lot of people onto it, because I looked at Carl in two ways. I thought his music was inspiring, but it's also educational. For instance, the one he does on the Waco massacre, and I believe it's called 17 Little Children. So it's very difficult for people not to remember it was 17 children burned alive by the United States government at Waco, Texas. So as long as you're listening to Carl's music, he's going to infuse little bits of history, American history and recent history, into those lyrics. And so it's a catchy tune, it's inspiring, but it's also a great way to memorize and remember significant events.
Thank you, Pastor Dan. And it's interesting, because of course these CDs that I've got, and I believe I ordered these some years ago, I can't say exactly when, but the first one is called Extremist One. You can probably hear them rattling around in my hands as I look at them. And that's One is spelt W-O-N. And the second one is called Extremist 2, and 2 is T-O-O, so it's the words, not the numbers. And then the third one is Salah, Songs of Praise of Yehoshua. And he kindly signed these all for me, but I was never actually in touch with him or spoke to him. I believe it was a lady that I ordered them from. So she obviously was working for Carl in some capacity then, which I imagine would be around 2007... time. I think it's around that time old, so about 10 years ago. And when you look at the back of Extremist One, for example, it says 1993 to 2003, Carl Klang, all rights reserved. So the point being, and again on the Extremist Two, 1993 to 2002, and then on Salah, can't see the year here. No, the year here is 2003. So I think Solari wrote as an album, but the other two are basically compilations of music that he'd been writing over the years. Pastor Dan, do you recall what year you first met Carl Klang? I know it's difficult when it goes so far back, but can you estimate that?
Oh, boy. Well, I'm thinking it was in the late 90s. Exact dates, I'm bad about it. That's the problem when you've lived this many years.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I kind of wish I'd kept a diary all them years, just for things like that. But I'm thinking it was around, somewhere in the mid to late 90s. Again, my boys were young, and they were born in 1985 and 1987. So they would have been about 8, 9, 10 years old. So probably in the late 90s.
Excellent. And what we'll do quickly, I want to run through the titles, because you mentioned the song 17 Little Children about Waco. And the one that I just played, folks, is obviously a scriptural song in praise of Jesus Christ off this first CD. But give you an idea of what he writes about. You've got Blinded by the Lies, track one. Track two, All is Fair in Love and War, and that is an ode to Gordon Call. Track three, Wheresoever Eagles Gather, and that's the ballad of Randy Weaver. Track four, We Want This Country Back. Track five, Peacekeeping Forces. Track six, Evil, Filthy, Rotten Conspiracy. Track seven, I Am the Unknown Soldier. Track eight, Why the Banksters Keep Us Dumb. Track nine, 17 Little Children that Pastor Dan mentioned about Waco. Track 10, Hang 'em High. Track 11, We Ain't Gonna Fight for the New World Order. Track 12, Ain't No Skeleton in Jesus' Closet, which I just played. Track 13, I'm the Resister. Track 14, The News Behind the News. Track 15, Don't Go Casting Your Pearls Before Swine. Track 16, Rock Them in Their Ivory Towers. And track 17, It's Not Over Until We Win. So just those titles alone will give you an idea of the sort of material that Carl writes. And what we'll do now is I'm going to play the second track that I've selected from this first album, Extremist One, and it's called Don't Go Casting Your Pearls Before Swine.
Hello?
Well, guess who called me the other day? A TV reporter from down in L.A. He said he heard a song a little while ago on some obscure talk radio show. And then he asked if I was the writer of the music I just mentioned in the lyrics above. But now that I look back at the wisdom I lacked, I probably never should have said too much. And as he pressured me to share with him a word or two, and we carried on our telephonic interview, a wee still voice inside my head was saying, you're gonna be sorry for every word you just said. Then sure enough, right after he was through, he slandered and defamed me on the evening news. I should have listened instead to the voice inside my head, 'cause here's what it said to me. You don't go casting your pearls before swine, 'cause they're only gonna trample them into the muck and grime. And when they're through, they'll turn on you and burn you every time. So don't go casting your pearls before swine. And when I went off to sing a song in Washington, I was hounded by those dirty dogs at CNN, who said they wanted to do a favor for me by giving me a little free publicity. I should have never let them turn their lying cameras on, 'cause when the cutting and the editing was finally done, they put horns on my head by changing everything I said. They made me sound like the devil's own son. So you don't go casting your pearls before swine, 'cause they're only gonna trample them into the muck and grime. And when they're through, they'll turn on you and smear you every time. So don't go casting your pearls before swine. Now there's ABC, and then there's NBC, and CBS, and CNN, the New York Times, the LA Times, and the Washington Post are just a few of the most porkiest people. NBC called to let me know they were gonna use the music on a TV show. They were gonna use the song I wrote about the wrong that happened up in Ruby Ridge, Idaho. But then they got a threatening letter from the ADL that said, you use that kind of music, we'll make your life hell. Then they dropped me off the show, and now I think I know why the music doesn't sell that well. So you don't go casting your pearls before swine, trample them into the muck and grime. And when they're through, they'll turn on you and rip you every time. So don't go casting your pearls before swine. No, you don't go casting your pearls before swine. I said you don't go casting your pearls to them sanctimonious media boys and girls. You don't go casting your pearls before swine.
I love all those pig grunts in there with the associating them with the media, Pastor Dan. It makes me think of so many examples, but one that comes to mind straight away is when Christopher Berlin, 9/11 expert, was interviewed by mainstream, and they just cut his interview to ribbons and made him, you know, completely misrepresented what he was saying. And so I think this is not only a tale of what happened to Carl, but a warning to everyone else. Even if you're a listener who isn't necessarily prominent in alternative media, if you're in a protest or something and you're speaking to the media, they will butcher it as much as they can to make you look as bad as possible if you're standing up for any sort of nationalist causes. What are your thoughts on that, Pastor Dan, and also your thoughts on that song?
Well, again, there's hardly a song that Carl's made that I'm not in love with. I've been playing his music on my radio shows for nearly 20 years, so because of just as these first two songs show you, he has a uncanny knack of being able to take a real story and put it to music and get the pertinent parts in the lyrics. So you've got a catchy tune, but you've also got pertinent information in there that you should keep in mind. For instance, we should never forget about those 17 little children. I mean, just because it wasn't yesterday doesn't mean that it didn't happen. Doesn't mean that those were tortured souls, you know. And what he's saying about the media has been true for a very long time. The media is controlled, and it's the mouthpiece of the communists who have infiltrated the United States and virtually all the white nations of the world. They're nothing but propagandists, and they will do whatever they can to disparage those of us trying to awaken our kinfolk and to bring truth. And Christ said that. Christ said, if you're going to bring the truth to the world, you're going to be persecuted. And that's what Carl is talking about. I remember as a young boy in the Methodist church and reading that scripture thinking, where's the persecution of the Christian church today? And I always wondered, if we're preaching the truth, why aren't they trying to shut us down? Why aren't the news media out here saying what bad people we are? And then years later, when I came to know the identity message, it became crystal clear. Well, the churches aren't teaching the truth. They teach a small portion of it, but not the whole truth. And that's why there's no persecution of mainstream, quote, Christianity, which is a business instead of teaching the truth. Whereas those of us that know the identity message are singled out and tried to be disparaged in the media. So, Carl's, like I said, his music is catchy. It's on point. It's, some cases, it's timeless, such as here with the mainstream media being a bunch of pigs. And I would say much worse, actually. But yeah, I love the song. And Carl, if you're out there and you hear us, buddy, we would implore you to get in touch with us.
I agree. And Carl, if you are hearing this, or if anyone who knows Carl is hearing this, please pass it on to Carl. And as I say, Pastor Dan website is pastordan.net, and you'll have contact details on there. My website, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com, I've got a contact details on there. My email is andrewcarringtonhitchcock@hotmail.com. Carl, if you're out there, whether or not you want to speak to us, please let us know that you're okay. And what we'll do now is we'll move on to the second album. And as I say, these albums 1 and 2, Extremist 1 and Extremist 2, they appear to be compilations of all his work, or certainly the work that he's put on there. I imagine there's probably songs that didn't make it on. I really don't know. All I know is when I ordered these CDs, this was all the work that he had available at that time. But as Pastor Dan said, he had a lot of stuff on cassette, so it's a question of you know, comparing everything and see if we've got everything. But certainly what we do have is an absolute gift to our race, and this is why it's such a privilege to do this show today on Carl's music. So I'm going to mute us again. The next track that I've got, I've got all these windows here and I have to find the tracks underneath them, folks. I'm sorry about that. This is a bit of an odd one. I included it because it's a bit strange. It's not like his general songs that are really great listenable songs, but it's quite quirky. It's called They're Taking the Patriots Away, Ha Ha. It's quite short. Here we go.
Communism is dead, they said. I think they lied. It's truth they hide. For it still survives in the good old USA. Eh? Right here it lives and here it breathes and feeds upon our liberties. And you have the nerve to say it's not that way? Well, they're taking the patriots away, ha-ha. They're taking the patriots away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the prison camps where life's unbearable all the time. And I'll be happy to see my patriot friends again as they shackle me in. And they're taking the patriots away, ha-ha. Here come Jack Boo, the thugs in black, to smash your doors and stomp your cat, to roust you out in the late, late hours of the night. Wrong. At 3 a.m. they scream and shout and scatter your living room about. With threats of death they swear as they tear up your rugs. For guns. They're taking the patriots away, ha-ha. They're taking the patriots away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the prison camps where life's unbearable all the time. And you shouldn't shoot back at those men in black with their ski masks on and their weapons drawn. Cause they're taking the patriots away, ha-ha. The twisting thread shall stretch and snap. The straw shall break the camel's back. And tables, when they turn, shall bring a swift end. Friend. Yes, things divine can wrench and bend the well-laid plans of mice and men. And when they do, what will you traitors do then? When? We'll be taking the traitors away, ha-ha. We'll be taking the traitors away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the prison camps, where a cell's been awaiting them all this time. And I'll be happy to see their face in its proper space, filling jail space, as we're taking you traitors away, ha-ha. To the prison camps they've quietly built so recently. And won't they look cute in their prison suit and their shackles on, just shuffling along as we're taking the traitors away, ha-ha. Where there's jobs for you in that human zoo, and you'll work all day without any pay. But that's okay, there's nothing to buy in there anyway. And we're taking you traitors away, ha-ha.
There you go, folks. I mean, that is so pertinent to today. And again, Pastor Dan, I mean, as you say, his work is timeless. And essentially, his work is, well, he's kind of predicting the future rather well. I personally think, listening to that just then, and this was brought out any time between 1993 and 2003, so it's either over 10 years, you know, over 20 years old, or about sort of 14 to 20 years old, what have you. Where are we now? 2017. So 2003 is 14 years ago. So yeah, the FEMA camps are there, folks. I personally think that what it is that they got the camps ready, but they've never been able to get the guns off the people. And they want to get the guns off the people before they get the people in the camps, so there's no resistance. What are your thoughts on that, Pastor Dan, and your thoughts on the song?
Well, again, I love everything he's done. And it fits like a glove. It's almost like Carl was given a gift of prophecy. I believe that the New World Order has set up many of these things, the camps, the different agendas and political organizations, etc., taking over the courts and some people within the military, etc., with the idea that we're going to round us all up. But the biggest thorn in their side is the fact that the American people, first of all, love their liberty, what little of it's left, and there is a love affair with the weapons, because we understand they are our liberty teeth. And the thing I find quite interesting is in recent years, the greatest number of new permits for firearms and the greatest buyers of firearms and ammunition have been women. So probably because most of the men already have them. But recently, even the gals have seen that the government is not going to protect us. Law enforcement is not going to protect us. They take their marching orders from the people that sign their paychecks. Unfortunately, you would think that they would be driven to do the right thing because it is the right thing rather than worry about a paycheck. Unfortunately, most Americans today, it's all about the goddamn money. Excuse my French. But knowing those things, we realize that we're on our own. There is no law and order anymore. The law is only used to keep the patriots down, and the thieves and the thugs are allowed to pretty much just roam at will. And so it's back to we need to take care of ourselves the way it's always been throughout history. We were lulled to sleep to think that government and police and law enforcement were all there to protect us. But my grandfather told me when I was a little boy, so this was back in the 1950s, that the police are there to protect the status quo and the politicians. They are not there to protect us. So my grandfather had quite the vision as well. He was a Marine in World War II. So he got to see live action in France. He also was prominent in this country with a lot of contacts. So he understood the real story. So he taught me at a young age the truth of the matter about who's going to protect who. He also told me that anytime you see something strange going on, follow the money. And I've held on to those little nuggets of wisdom from both my father and my grandfather for many years, and they've helped me out tremendously while trying to solve problems as to who's who in the zoo. So follow the money, just as we've followed the money back to George Soros to find out why all these blacks seem to have all the money they need to get transportation and take time off work and get these signs painted up and show up to protest. Well, they're not actually protesting because they're upset as black people. They're being paid. The same thing with the Antifa crowd. They're just sore losers, and George Soros is willing to pay them. Some of them don't give a damn about politics or anything in general. They're just out there to, quote, make money. So again, follow the money. George Soros, a crypto Jew, who, like most Jews, realize that they can make a profit in chaos while white people are trying to scamper around and bring law and order back to their society. The Jews working behind the scenes during chaos to further their agenda, which is world domination. Now, you know, and it's out there in print. People say, well, Dan, you're just anti-Jewish. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you the truth. If you have a problem with it, then that's your fault, not mine. They have been very vocal about what their goal is and what they're all about. That's why they started communism, because it was the best political system to allow them to do the things that they do, which is kill off other races, and they come out on top as both leaders and making a fortune through their banking, because they always bank both sides. They always loan money to both sides in every conflict. So it's an age-old story.
Exactly, Pastor Dan. Well said. And on this, it's quite funny, on this extremist two front cover, in the top left-hand corner it says, Public Law 829, 77th Congress, Section 4A. The flag shall never be displayed with the Union down, save as a signal of dire distress. And in the bottom right-hand corner, it's got the flag upside down. So that's quite amusing, Pastor Dan. And then if we run through the... I want to give people the track titles here again, because the titles, most of them, give you an idea of the nature of the song. Track 1, Stars and Stripes Upside Down. Track 2, Federal Reserve Song. Track 3, Alphabet Soup. That, incidentally, was the opening music that we used for Bloodlines when I used to host it with Pastor Eli on a Sunday on Eurofolk Radio. That show is still going with Pastor Steve. I'm not sure if they still use the same music, but that was Alphabet Soup. Track 4, Watch Out for Martial Law. Track 5, America, America. Track 6, I'm a Free Man. Track 7, It's Dangerous to Be Right When the Government is Wrong. Track 8, It's Coming Down. Track 9, Leave Our Guns Alone. Track 10, US Citizen. Track 11, Please Please Federal Policeman. Track 12, Almost Not Here Anymore. Track 13, Get a Grip on Immigration. Track 14, The Second American Revolution. Track 15, The Oklahoma City Bomb Song. Track 16, Clinton's Speech. Track 17, They're Taking the Patriots Away, Ha Ha, which I just played. Track 18, Turn Away from the Eagle. Track 19, Every Day in America. And track 20, which I'm going to play now, which has been the last track I play from this second album, is probably his most famous track. It's called I Want to Be an Extremist, and I think that it's that's another reason why I called his, had the word extremist in both of these album titles. Because in my opinion, I think it's a song that he's best known for. So anyway, here we go, folks. We'll go with this track, I Want to Be an Extremist. Here we go.
As Mrs. and Mr. America fret, they huddle around their TV set, they worry and they sweat. They're thinking I'm the enemy, the one they need to get, because their mind controllers tell them I'm a major threat. The talking heads, the daily press, they cultivate stupidity and harvest ignorance. They point a crooked finger and they're all unanimous by calling me extremist, cause I'm down on Zionists. So now I want to sing a new song. I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and wear camouflage. I want to be an extremist and run around and sing a rabble-rousing rebel song and sympathize with the skiddies who realize it was the who did the Germans wrong. I want to be an extremist. I want to get the job done. Now what's so bad about being extreme? If I'm extremely innocent, if I'm extremely keen, if I'm extremely paranoid, it's cause of what I've seen. It's written in between the lines of every magazine. The FBI, the CIA are working for the KGB and getting in my way, cause they don't like my politics, they dog me every day. I'm getting tired of telling them the problem is oy vey. The enemy is communism. I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and wear camouflage. I want to be an extremist and run around and sing a rabble-rousing rebel song and sympathize with the skinnies who realize it was the who did the Germans wrong. I want to be an extremist.
I just want to get the job done.
To know the truth, but all he gets is phony news. His state of mind is captured by the mob's opposing views. His only guarantee is that he's sure to be abused. Some may win, but most will lose. Their lives are only figments of the thoughts they cannot choose. And I doubt you'll ever see me on the 6 o'clock news, exposing lying, thieving, cheating communists. Who made me sing you this song? I want to be an extremist.
I want to join a militia and wear camouflage. I want to be an extremist and run around and sing a rabble-rouser rebel song and sympathize with the skinners who realize it was the Jews who did the Germans wrong. I want to be an extremist. I want to get the job done. I want to be an extremist. And I just want to have fun. Cha-cha-cha.
Amazing. Not just the lyrics, Pastor Dan, but I mean the different musical styles that he utilizes in that one song. It just goes to show what a talent he is.
Yeah, and Carl was leading edge. All the new technology. You got to remember, when Carl first started making his songs, CDs weren't even available. So, you know, he was able to take synthesizers when they were first coming out and different devices and whatnot and do all this crazy stuff with his music. I just admired the living daylights out of the guy. Just such a talent and such a perfect fit for the times. I was looking for things to lift me up and to help me with different things that were going on. I remember some of the dark days, and again, it was back in the 90s. I went through a period of time in my fight against the beast to stop the beast from hurting somebody that was in my life at that time. And the old saying is, you don't realize there's a conspiracy or that the beast exists until you challenge it. It is so true. When I went to challenge it, I saw just how far America has gone downhill and just how corrupt she had become. And so during those dark days, it was the writings of Bertrand Comparé and the music of Carl Klang and Jonathan David Brown that kept me up, so to speak, to be able to do battle with the beast. And, you know, I praise Yahweh every day for all three of those guys and the fact that they did the work that they did and made it available for the rest of us. And as far as I'm concerned, that's three names that'll go down in history as giants amongst our people at this point in time. Oh, by the way, when he's singing that song, I want to sympathize with the skinheads. It wasn't until I got his lyrics I understood what he was saying, because there's a few times in his songs when he says it very fast, you're not quite sure what he was saying, and that was one of the ones that always tripped me up. So I can't remember if he responded to me in an email or I got the lyrics through a website or whatever, but what he is actually saying is skinheads. I want to sympathize with the skinheads. It sounds like he's saying skinnies or whatever, yeah, but it's skinheads.
And also, funnily enough, I do remember this. I emailed the lady who I ordered the CDs from, and I asked if there was a version of this song that was unbleeped. Because you can obviously say the word Jews, and if you actually listen closely, sometimes the beep doesn't cover the full word. Obviously, he did it for effect, and it's quite amusing the way it's done, but I'd like to have heard a unbleeped version. I think that would sound even better. But again, it just goes to show, as you said, he was cutting edge, he was trying to do different things, etc. So he was doing all these different things with his music, and now we're going to jump into the third album, which really, I think, for me, is probably the one that was Carl's real labour of love. I think that the other two that we just went through, and I read you the tracks from, were essentially, these were tracks he wrote over a period of time. This looks to me, it's got a single year of 2003 on it. The writing's a bit small. I think it says 2003 copyright. So it looks like it was an actual album that he did all together in that year. And all the songs are scripturally based, and I think that this really is his greatest work. So we're going to play three tracks from this, and we'll go ahead with the first one now. And the track is called Jesus, the Way and the Truth and the Life. Here we go.
None are so hopelessly enslaved as those who falsely believe they are free. The truth has been kept from the depths of their minds by masters who rule them with lies. They feed them on falsehood till wrong looks like right in their eyes. For all of those with eyes that can see, whose spirits are quickened by words they can hear, the truth is alive and he lived as a man whose life was a gift to this world. And if he has called you, this mystery will soon be revealed, and it will set you free. The truth will set you free, just like he set me free. Jesus, the way and the truth and the life, whose grace is so wondrously free, who came from the Father and laid down his life, he is soon to return for you and me. To all his lost sheep wandering in this world, grope through the darkness, who stumble and fall, your shepherd is searching, he's calling your name, he's seeking you out night and day. And if you should hear his sweet voice, let him guide you today. Because he is the way. Yes, Jesus is the way. He is the only way. Jesus, the way and the truth and the life, whose grace is so wondrously free, came from the Father and laid see the day, who patiently wait for his kingdom to come. Your sins have been cleansed by the blood of a man whose death on the cross paid the price. There's only one name, and it's only through his sacrifice obtain his life. Because he is the life, the name is Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus, the way and the truth and the life, whose grace is so wondrously free, who came from the Father and laid and the
Okay, folks, sorry about the little disturbance there in the last few seconds. The audio engine went into distort and I just restarted it. That's why there was a couple of little breaks. But, I mean, what a fantastic song. Pastor Dan, your thoughts?
Well, yep, here again, Carl is nailing it in song for us, telling us the reality of things. It did jog my memory somewhat. That was about the year that Carl had come to stay with me and the lady of the house. And it was an interesting time because he was working on that album. So there were times when you would hear him on his guitar in the living room or out on the porch, strumming and coming up with the lyrics, etc. In fact, it reminded me that he came to one of the gatherings of fellow Israelites in, it was either Illinois or Indiana. I believe it was Northern Indiana. And we invited him to come with us to that gathering. I believe Pastor Eli was there. And he was able to sing some of his newer songs, one of which you're going to play here in a little bit, at that gathering, and people just loved it. So it was kind of like a coming out for that album. And it was also during a period of time when Carl was going through some personal issues. And so it's reflected in the music. I believe he was, well, not necessarily an epiphany, but kind of getting back on track. I believe he sort of jumped the tracks there for a few years. We don't need to go into details of that. And he realized he needed to get back on track. And I think that had some influence on his selection of the songs and the obvious emotion and personal feelings that went into the music of that last CD.
Thank you, Pastor Dan. And what I'm going to do is play the last two tracks one after another now, because we're running out of time. We might overrun. I know a lot of people download the show anyway. But the last track, basically, let me run through the track titles again off Salah, this third album of Carl's. Track one, Jesus, the Way and the Truth and the Life, which you just heard. Track two, Can't You Feel the Kingdom Coming? Track three, My Promised Land. Track four, No King But King Jesus. Track five, We the People of the United States of America. Track six, Heaven's Under Siege. Track seven, Lord, Won't You Save Me From a Few of Your Followers. Track eight, Hear My Prayer. Track nine, The Martyr Song. Track 10, Glory Unto Glory. Track 11, Psalms 83. Track 12, Awake, O Israel. Track 13, Rise Up and Shine. Track 14, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Track 15, Yeshua Messiah. Track 16, Hail Yehoshua. Track 17, May Yahweh Be. Track 18, The Prisoner's Song. And track 19, We Praise Yahweh. And the two tracks I'm going to play now, first is going to be Hear My Prayer, and second is going to be one, We Praise Yahweh, which is the final track on the last album that he actually wrote while he was staying with Pastor Dan. So I'm going to mute us both again. Here we go with, hold on, get the screen ready. Here we go with Hear My Prayer.
In your spirit, let me live by your ways. Let my heart always hear you, and my soul draw more near you, till the end of my days. For I confess, I'm a helpless sinner, who's crying for your saving grace. Dear Lord,
please be there,
please be there,
please be there,
that shine through my soul. You're the life giving water, I'm the clay, you're the potter, let your will be my goal. The gift that you give of a life eternal is worth more than silver, gems, and gold. Dear Lord,
please be there,
hear my prayer.
Please be there, hear my prayer. Please be there, hear my prayer.
For I believe you are the Savior, that you gave your life for me, that you shed your precious blood on the cross of Calvary. I believe in your spirit, let me live by your ways. Let my heart always hear you, and my soul draw more near you till the end of my days. And if I should awake from death's restful slumber, please let me see your shining face. Dear Lord,
please be there, hear my prayer.
Please be there, hear my prayer.
Please be there, hear my prayer.
Please be there, hear my prayer. Amen.
Praise Yahweh for winter, we praise Yahweh for spring. We praise Yahweh for a summer day and the fruits the harvest brings. And we praise Yahweh for the good and the bad in every little thing. But most of all, we praise Yahweh within the prayers and the songs we sing.
We praise Yahweh for the good and the bad. Everything we praise Yahweh for the summer time, fall, winter, and spring. We praise Yahweh for these latter days and what they may bring. We praise Yahweh for every day within the prayers and the songs we sing.
When stubborn doors won't open and you're restrained from passing through, hearts and minds get broken and you don't know what to do, that's when you realize that your spirit cries and the Father's there for you. So sing your songs and pray your prayers unto the one who is always true.
We praise Yahweh for the good and the bad and everything. We praise Yahweh for the summer time, fall, winter, and spring. We praise Yahweh for these latter days and what they may bring. We praise Yahweh for every day within the prayers and the songs we sing.
Now wine can make you stumble and pride can make you fall, and it's bound to make you humble if you've ever lost it all. But if you trust in faith and his saving grace, you shall rise and hear his call. So in all things give him thanks and praise, winter, springtime, summer, and fall.
We praise Yahweh for the good and the bad in
and everything. We praise Yahweh for the summertime, fall, winter, and spring. We praise Yahweh for these latter days and what they may bring. We praise Yahweh for every day. Within the prayers and the songs we sing, we praise Yahweh for every day. Within the prayers and the songs we sing.
Okay, everybody, hear my prayer and we praise Yahweh. Pastor Dan, we're pretty much out of time, but we can overrun, but I'll hand over to you for your final comments.
Well, again, excellent music. Probably one of my most favorite of all Carl's songs, the last one, We Praise Yahweh, because it says so much in one song, and it's exactly where each and every one of us should be. So my hat's off to you, Andy, for coming up with the idea of this program to pay tribute to one of the shining stars in Jacob Israel. So it's fitting, I think, that homage be paid. We've been playing Carl's music on the air now, like I said, for decades, and he's a tremendous talent, and we just hope he will reach out and touch base with us so that we can bring him back onto the program and see how he's doing and what's going on. Who knows? Maybe he's even got some new music. We could certainly hope for that. But thank you so much for doing this and paying tribute to such a stellar individual amongst our people.
Thank you so much, Pastor Dan. You were wonderful on today's show. I couldn't have done the show without you, with all your knowledge of Carl and your knowledge of his music. And we dedicate this show to Carl Klang. And if you're out there, Carl, get in touch. And of course, we praise Yahweh. So I want to thank everyone for listening. I'll be back with you all tomorrow. And bye for now.
You have been listening to the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show on the Eurofolk Radio Network. Andrew's book, The Synagogue of Satan, is now available on his website, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com, in an updated, expanded, and uncensored edition.